Rotary International, a world fellowship of business and professional men with a common ideal of service, presents the Rotary Golden Theater. More than 8,000 Rotary clubs in 89 countries throughout the world are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Rotary International, an organization fostering the ideal of service in personal, business, and community life, and working for the advancement of international understanding, goodwill, and peace through a world fellowship of business and professional men. In observance of its golden anniversary and as a public service, Rotary International brings you the Rotary Golden Theater. As we enter the Rotary Golden Theater, the bright lights blaze forth the title of the drama we are about to see, The Golden Year. We take our seats and the curtain rises on the office of Calvin Gates, publisher of the Middle City Ledger. He is looking at a neatly typed piece of copy paper as the door to his office opens.
The city editor said you wanted to see me, Mr. Gates.
Yeah, sit down, son. Don't be so nervous. Relax. Now, let's see, you've been with the Middle City Ledger 4 months now, haven't you?
Yes, sir. I came right after I graduated from journalism school.
They didn't have journalism schools when I started newspapering. You like your job here?
I sure do, Mr. Gates.
Now, you've been doing a first-rate job, Bert. But I was a little bit disappointed last week when you covered Jim and Ella Caswell's golden wedding anniversary.
Well, I thought I checked all the facts. Didn't I get the names right?
Well, the facts were there, Bert, but facts can be awfully cold and impersonal. Did you ever stop to think what a 50th anniversary means to a person? No, I don't suppose you did. You're too young for that. I can tell you, though, a 50th anniversary is something big, whether it's the anniversary of a marriage or the founding of a business or graduating from college, almost anything. A 50th anniversary is a golden year. As far as Jim and Ella Caswell are concerned, that story of their golden wedding anniversary should have had a streamer line clear across the top of the page.
I don't quite understand what you mean.
I know you don't, Bert. I knew it at the time you wrote that story, and I should have called you in. But this story you handed in today proves you need a little help.
Which story?
The story about the 50th anniversary of Rotary International. Here, let me read it again. Members of the Middle City Rotary Club will join with more than 8,400 Rotary clubs in 89 countries throughout the world in celebrating the 50th anniversary of Rotary International, according to an announcement made by Mr. Frank Harlow, president of the local club. Mr. G.W. Frank, chairman of the Golden Anniversary Committee, has planned a series of local special events in recognition of the anniversary.
Well, were there mistakes in the story?
No, Bert, not a single mistake. But you didn't get the story.
But what else is there to say without editorializing, Mr. Gates?
You could tell about a little acorn that was planted 50 years ago. An acorn that grew far beyond the mighty oak stage. It's an international forest. Four men who met one evening in an office building in Chicago 50 years ago built an organization that carried a great and wonderful idea all around the world to 89 countries.
Oh, I see what you mean. Contrast the first small club with the gigantic size of Rotary today.
Well, size doesn't tell the story, Bert. Numbers don't carry much feeling. Your story doesn't tell about the world fellowship that has been built up in those 50 years. There's no indication of the improvement in the conduct of business and professions that Rotary has brought about all over the world. Your readers don't get the faintest picture of playgrounds Rotary clubs have built, or crippled children they've helped, or student loans they've made, not just here in Middle City, but in more than 8,400 communities throughout the world. Every club of those 8,400 has done something to improve a community. Every club has had civic projects that help to make a better world.
But I couldn't possibly list all those things in a news story, Mr. Gates. We don't have enough space in the paper.
I wouldn't expect you to list them, Bert. All I want is the feel of them and what you write.
Well, maybe I don't know enough about Rotary to write a good story on its anniversary, Mr. Gates.
And do you have any plans for this evening, Bert?
Why, no.
It's a nice day, and I haven't had a good trip for quite a while. I'm going to show you some of the story you've missed. Come on, get your hat.
Where are we going?
To Evanston, a Chicago suburb, to the headquarters of Rotary International.
Gee, Mr. Gates, this is a beautiful building. I had no idea it'd be this nice.
Well, forget about the building for now. What I really want you to see is this room.
Why, it's a mellow kind of a room. Looks warm and friendly. But it doesn't look like it's been used for a long time.
No, not for 8 years.
Oh, is this some special room?
Yes, it's very special, Bert. It's arranged to resemble the office used by Paul P. Harris, the founder of Rotary International, prior to his death in 1947. When Rotary headquarters moved to Evanston, everything in the new building was bright and new and efficient. But Rotarians wanted one old thing in the new building, Paul Harris's office. They brought it along intact. The walls and the location are new, but the furnishings and pictures are just the same.
It's funny, but it almost feels like he's right here.
He is here. The things a man does live after him. He started Rotary by inviting three other men to join him in starting a club because he had an idea that men in business could be and should be personal friends.
Gee, do you suppose he knew that his little club would become a worldwide movement?
Paul answered that question in his 1947 anniversary message. He wrote,
"My answer to that question is no. My thoughts then were far from any such thing. There was no inspired beginning. Young businessmen, mostly from the country, came in response to my call. Unacquainted with city life, we gathered together to help and befriend each other. We had been lonesome, and we found a cure for lonesomeness. No, I did not in 1905 foresee a worldwide Rotary movement. When a man plants an unpromising sapling in the early springtime, can he be sure that someday here will grow a mighty tree? Does he not have to reckon with the rain and the sun and the smile of Providence? Once he sees the first bud, then he can begin to dream of shade."
Paul thought first about expanding Rotary to other cities during the latter part of 1906. Talking about it later, he said,
"In the beginning of Rotary's renaissance, there was little to justify fond hopes and ambitions. But the one element of all substantial achievement in all fields of human endeavor was present, and that was faith."
Club number two wasn't started until 1908 in San Francisco. By the end of 1909, there were seven clubs from coast to coast, and the ideal of service was developing fast. The West Coast had become particularly enthusiastic about Rotary as a national organization. But getting started wasn't easy, Paul said.
"The state of mind, both outside and inside the membership, was show me. The Pacific Coast epidemic did that very thing. St. Louis, Kansas City, New Orleans, Lincoln, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Tacoma, Detroit, and other cities, both east and west, began to think there might be something worthwhile in the movement. One after another, they were organized, and there were a tidy 16 to assemble at the first convention in 1910.
And it was in 1910 that Winnipeg, Canada, came into Rotary, making it international. Soon, hopes for clubs in Europe began to be realized. That was the year also that saw the birth of Rotary's motto, service above self. He profits most who serves best. And by 1919, at the end of World War I, there were 530 Rotary clubs with a membership of about 45,000. In 1930, 58 countries were represented at its 21st convention, and there were nearly 3,500 Rotary clubs.
And today, there are over 8,400 clubs in 89 countries. Why, that alone's a terrific story.
But that isn't the story, Bert. I told you there was no warmth or romance or excitement in numbers. What happened as Rotary grew was the exciting story. What started as a social club became interested in community service. By 1921, it had gone beyond community service. A new objective was added.
To aid in the advancement of international peace and goodwill through a fellowship of business and professional men of all nations, united in the Rotary ideal of service.
That was the objective that led to the Rotary Foundation Fellowships. The Foundation Fellowships plan was dedicated to Paul Harris, and since his death, more than 700 fellowships have been granted to students from 57 countries to study in countries other than their own.
Well, that must have taken a lot of money.
Total contributions to the Rotary Foundation are over $3.5 million.
That's quite a monument to a man's memory.
Not just a monument to a memory, Bert. An application of Rotary's ideal of service. The tremendous service of promoting international understanding. But I think we've talked enough about the past. Let's find out about the present. Rotary's golden year.
Well, how can we find out about it?
By talking to the president of Rotary International. I called and made an appointment before we left home. Come on. This is his office.
Oh, come right in, Cal. I've been expecting you.
Bert, this is the president of Rotary International, Herbert J. Taylor. Bert Carson, one of the reporters on my paper.
Glad to meet you, Bert.
Mr. Taylor is also the author of Rotary's four-way test.
Oh, sure. I know what that is. Mr. Gates has a copy of it right on his desk, Mr. Taylor, and I can quote it from memory. One, is it the truth? Two, is it fair to all concerned? Three, will it build goodwill and better friendships? And four, will it be beneficial to all concerned?
Good. But you're here for information, aren't you?
Yes, sir. We want to know about plans for Rotary's golden anniversary year.
Well, Rotary International has six objectives for its golden year, Bert. The first objective is to study Rotary's past and glean from it all that's good. We want every club to find the things that need to be done locally and then follow through to see that the plan is carried out.
Yeah, that sounds like you mean business.
We do. Our second objective is to have Rotary shared by having each and every worthy business and professional classification represented in every Rotary club. Our third objective for the year is to build with the four-way test. We believe that using it to evaluate the things we think, say, and do will improve human relationships.
Well, what's the fourth objective?
Serving youth. During our golden anniversary year, we want to demonstrate the unofficial Rotary slogan, Every Rotarian an Example to Youth. Our fifth objective is to develop more international understanding and goodwill. With Rotary clubs linking communities with the peoples of 89 other countries, the potential is really inspiring.
That sounds like a mighty ambitious project. But you said there were six anniversary year objectives.
Yes. The sixth one is good citizenship. Rotary International expects every Rotarian to so order his daily personal life and business and professional activities that he'll be a loyal, serving citizen of his own country. We want him to be an all-around good citizen and to encourage others to do the same.
That's asking quite a lot.
Rotary has always asked a lot of its members. We can't ever be satisfied. A short time before his death, our founder, Paul Harris, said,
Is everything all right in Rotary? If so, we are coming to the end of our days. There is probably no part or parcel of Rotary which cannot stand improvement. I like to think that the pioneering days of Rotary have just begun. There are just as many new things to be done as there ever were. Rotary must certainly continue to pioneer or be left in the rear of progress. Rotary came up the hard way, through the work of self-sacrificing men who gave of themselves unsparingly. Now it continues on its miracle-working way. More power to you, my beloved Rotary.
I think I understand now, Mr. Gates, about catching the feel of a story about Rotary's 50th anniversary.
Fine. You have the story all outlined in your mind?
Why, I... No. To be honest, Mr. Gates, I can't even begin to tell the story.
Bert, looks to me like this little jaunt has become a success.
But I just admitted that I can't write the story.
The first great thing any good reporter learns is humility. Once you start checking the truth, you'll find stories every day that are too big for you to write.
Hey, maybe I can make people feel a little of what Rotary's 50th anniversary means. I know that I feel it.
That's all I ask, Bert. I'm proud of my Rotary membership. I want to be proud when I read your story. Proud of you and my paper and Rotary's golden year.
And so the curtain falls on the play The Golden Year, presented by the Rotary Golden Theater as a public service in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of Rotary International, a world fellowship of business and professional men with a common ideal of service.